begin to do Masechtes Becheiros, which discusses the laws primarily of that of the firstborn, which has a few different applications, that of the firstborn of a human, that of a kosher animal, that of a non-kosher animal. And we begin with the first parak, Parak Halikech Ubechamayre, which discusses actually the halachas of Petach Hamor, which is that regarding a non-kosher animal, that of a donkey specifically. And this continues in the theme of the previous Masechtes on this topic of Seder Kadshim, which first we opened up with Zvachim, which spoke about the animals regarding that of consecrated animals, then Chulim, which were unconsecrated, and now we continue Becheiros, which is actually somewhere in the middle, which is it's Kadshim, but at times it has the laws of Chulim. Says the Mishnah, Halakech ubechamayri shal evikachavim, someone purchases the fetus of a donkey owned by a non-Jew, which that is the firstborn of that donkey mother, and that fetus is still inside the womb of its mother. Now, Rashi points out the reason why we're starting over here with Petach Hamor, that of the laws of the firstborn of the donkey, and not with that of a parah, that of a cow, of a kosher animal. So actually, the Gemara explains later on, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that since the laws of Petach Hamor are smaller than that of the regular firstborn animal, so therefore we first go through that laws, and then the rest of the parakim will all speak about the laws of a firstborn animal, of a kosher animal. So here we're talking about this of the Petach Hamor, regarding it's an animal owned by a non-Jew, but the Jew is buying that firstborn animal, that fetus, from the non-Jew. Or a different type of a similar case is V'hamaychulai. Or if the Jew, it's the opposite, the Jew is selling to the non-Jew that fetus inside the womb. And in this case, says the Mishnah, Afa Pishen Rishai, although the Jew is actually not allowed to do that, as the Brisa teaches in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudalma Beis, and many times in Shas, that a Jew is not permitted to sell a large animal, large livestock like a donkey, to a non-Jew, because then the non-Jew is going to do work with it on Shabbos, which is forbidden for an animal to do work on Shabbos, and that could create an element of Chil Shabbos. So, although one's not allowed to do that, but if one did go ahead and do that, or another similar case is a hamishtatefloi. If someone is partners with a non-Jew, which is that they both pool their money together and they buy this animal together, or a hamakabel hemenu, or if the Jew receives the donkey from the non-Jew, which is what's known as kablonis, that he's working for him, and that is for the work that he's doing, he'll split the dividends of the children that are born from that donkey. I mean, the animal, the donkey itself, is owned by the non-Jew, but the Jew is a partner in the profits. Or the other way, if the Jew goes and he owns the animal, but he gives for the children, which includes this bechayr, there's a portion that's going to be shared by the non-Jewish worker. So in all these cases, patim and a bechayr. So if that fetus that he purchased from the non-Jew, or the one that he sold to the non-Jew, is a firstborn, that animal is not going to be sanctified with the Kedusha of Petach Hamor, which we'll discuss exactly what is done with the firstborn of the donkey. This does not have that sanctity, because since the non-Jew has a portion either in the fetus or in the mother, that's going to exempt it from the laws of Pidyon Petach Hamor. Why? Shanema, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Gimel, Hashem says, Higdashta li kol b'chayi, I have sanctified for me all the firstborns be Yisrael amongst the Jewish people, which tells us, Avalei b'chayim, but not with others, meaning if a non-Jew has somewhat of a portion that's not totally owned by a Jew, that's not going to have the laws of the firstborn of the donkey. Now, the Gemara wonders, Kolhani lomali, why do I need all these five cases to teach similarly the same idea, that if a non-Jew has a portion in the animal, that it's not going to have the laws of the firstborn animal? So the Gemara Tzrich, it's necessary. Why? The Itan Lekechad, we only said the first case when the Jew bought the fetus from the non-Jew. So Havamin, the Mishum, the Komaisi Lele Gedusha. I would say, okay, the reason why he's exempt, we don't create any penalties to the Jew, is because to the contrary, if anything, he made things better, then now he brought that fetus, which was owned by the non-Jew, into a sanctified element, that now it's not going to work on Shabbos, because it's owned by a Jew. So since he's doing a mitzvah, so we're not going to penalize him. Of a meicher, but the opposite case, when he sold the fetus that he owned to a non-Jew, to kamafka l'mekdusha, where he's excluding it from sanctity, where now the non-Jew is going to be doing work with it on Shabbos, emalik nasei, I would say that actually we penalize the Jew and that we make him redeem that fetus from the non-Jew, which then will give it the sanctity of the firstborn, to give it to the kayin. Kamash mulan, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that no, that not only is he biblically exempt, but that we don't penalize him, and that is, it's not going to have to be given to the kayin. Now, so then, why do I need the next case where when they're partners that the Mishnah tells us that he's exempt from the laws of Bechayr? Is Lafukum and Rabbi Huda. That was necessary because our Tana wants to say not like the opinion of Rabbi Huda. The Amar that Rabbi Huda says, as the Gemara is going to quote later on, that if a Jew does kablanus, he does work with the animal of the non-Jew. And then he shares in the profits, which are the children of the donkeys. So Reb Yehuda actually says that you evaluate the value of that firstborn donkey, and the Jew partner has to give his share, which is half the profits of that firstborn, to the kain. Where he says, he actually holds a partnership with a non-Jew, the Jew has to give his portion of that firstborn to the kain. Kamash Malan, the Beturim and the Bechayr. That's what Amish is coming to preclude from his opinion, to say that no, a partnership, a Jew is totally exempt. There's no laws of Bechayr over here, because it's not just Be Yisrael, and therefore he doesn't have to give his portion to the kain. Then the question is, then the fourth case, Vamakabul Amali. Why do you have to say the case that when the Jew receives Kablanas from the non-Jew that is exempt, that seemingly is like the case before? Says the Gemara, yeah, Mishum de Kabbalah Lemisni, it's only because we wanted to say the fifth case, the Hanoisin LeBekabbalah, which is the inverse of this case, which is when the Jew owns the animal and he gives the non-Jew to work in his animal, and then they're going to share the children, which are the prophets, which includes the firstborn, and to say that also over there, he's going to be exempt. So says the Gemara, Hanoisin LeBekabbalah, what's the Chiddush in that case that you have to say that there too he's going to be exempt from the laws of the firstborn? So the Gemara, Itzruch, that was necessary. Because you would think to say, since in this case, the body of the animal itself, including half the children, which is the primary portion of this animal, the Yisrael, he is owned by the Jew, it's only half the profits of the children that the non-Jew is getting for working in the animal. So I would say, liknase, we should penalize the Jew in this case. Why? Because it might come to be confused in exchange with another animal where a non-Jew does not have a portion in the animal or even in the children. And then we might come to, people might think that, oh, even there he doesn't have to give it as a firstborn because it looks the same. We know this animal is owned by a Jew. We see him taking half the children. So people might confuse it with a regular animal to which the non-Jew has no portion and also not give the firstborn to the kain. Kamash Balan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that even over there, that no, since ultimately the non-Jew has somewhat of a portion, there is exempt, and we don't even penalize from having to give it to the Kayan, that's why we have to say that fifth case. Now, relating back to the laws of our Mishnah, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechet Zavei Dezor, David Alma Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shvur, although as we mentioned before, it's forbidden to sell what's called a Behema Gasa, large livestock, like cows or larger animals, to sell them to non-Jews, but Rabbi Yehuda permitted to sell to a non-Jew an animal that broke its leg. Where specifically, it also has to be talking about that they're not suspected regarding bestiality. As long as you have that taken care of, if it has a broken leg, so then that's permitted. And Ben Meseir Mata Besus, Ben Meseir permits selling also even an intact horse to a non-Jew, which the reason for both of them is, Yehuda is because it's not going to work on Shabbos, which that's the main reason why we say you can't sell it, because it has a broken leg. And that's why Ben Meseir actually permits also selling a horse, because no malacha is done with a horse too, which would create a liability of a karmachatas for biblical violation, because generally a horse is used just for riding. And riding a horse on Shabbos is only rabbinic prohibition, because actually a living creature carries themselves. So it's not like the horse is doing any malacha, because it's not used for doing regular like plowing or things like that. So it's not going to be doing a malacha. So that's why Ben Meseir says you're allowed to sell a horse to a non-Jew. And Yehuda permits also if it has a broken leg. Now, Ibogula, the following question. Uber Mali Amar Yehuda. What would Yehuda hold regarding selling a fetus to a non-Jew? Is that permitted or forbidden? And the Gemara explains. Time and Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Nishari. The reason why, as we quote in that Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says is permitted, is Mishum Deshvura. Is because we said that it has a broken leg, so it's not fit to do work, and therefore there's no problem about that he's going to come to do work with it on Shabbos. So ubrinami shabahu. So essentially, a fetus is also, quote, broken in regards to work, because since it's a fetus, it can't do work. So that's also not going to be a problem, and therefore it should be permitted to sell him a fetus. Or maybe no. Shavura lav hainu urche. When it literally has a broken leg, that's not the norm for an animal to be broken. And therefore, that's a novelty. And when you're selling that to a non-Jew, that's not going to come to confuse and mix up to think that, oh, you could sell an even intact animal. Because we realize, no, this is a broken leg. That's why you let us sell it to a non-Jew. Ava uber, but a fetus, kimin hainu urche, since it's in its normal state, it's a lav shavahu, it's not broken, it's not nothing like it doesn't look different than a regular animal, and if we let you sell the fetus, you might come to sell a regular animal, and therefore that would be a problem. So is it permitted or is it forbidden? So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a raya from the halacha of our Mishnah, which, as the opening words of the Mishnah are illustrated, we're talking about a fetus. And the Mishnah said, v'amoicholoi, and if the Jew sells his fetus from his animal to a non-Jew, So he said, although you're not allowed to, which, as we said, the primary isser of selling a large animal, the large livestock, to a non-Jew is because of that the animal is going to do work on Shabbos. So even though you're not allowed to, selling the fetus, because he's going to do work with it, but still our Mishnah said that, okay, you can be exempt from Bechayr, because ultimately the non-Jew has a portion in that fetus, and therefore it doesn't have Kedushas Bechayr. And V'loy Paul Gebbi just doesn't disagree. We don't see that he disputes that. And therefore we see that he holds that actually it is forbidden to sell the Uber, and that the Uber is not like a Shavura. It's because ultimately like the other option, the Gemara, because it's Hainu Urche, it's normal. And therefore you might come to confuse it and might come to create a problem for the Halachas of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Because according to your reasoning that you're trying to infer that since the Mishnah doesn't say that he disagrees, that it must be that he agrees that it's forbidden to sell to non-Jew unlike a Shavura, then take the other cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hamishtatifloy, if a Jew partners with a non-Jew, or Vahamakabalman, or if he receives upon contractual agreement from the non-Jew to get part of the profits, which are the children, or the other way, or if he gives that Kablanus to the non-Jew, the Mishnah said, oh, in regards to the laws of the firstborn, which is the primary concept our Mishnah is coming to say, that the Jews can be exempt from the laws of Bechira. Where the Loi Ketani, the Mishnah didn't say that Yehuda disagrees and holds that you're going to be obligated. Hachanami Dolei Poli, you're going to say over here that, yeah, from the fact that it doesn't say, that it must be that Yehuda doesn't disagree. But that's not the case, because as the Gemara is going to shortly quote a Brisa, Yehuda clearly does disagree. And he holds that when there's a partnership with a Jew and a non-Jew, the Jew actually has to give. And as actually our Gemara pointed out before, that it was even Hamishtat Avloi's coming lafukim to Yehuda, that he actually holds that you do have to give your share of that firstborn to the Kain. Ela Palik Vilegatani. Rather, he does disagree, it's just that our Mishnah doesn't mention his opinion. Zachanami, Palik Vilegatani, Heroso, we could say that he does disagree, just doesn't say, but actually that he would hold that it's actually not forbidden to sell the Uber to the non-Jew, because actually he would hold that it's just like a Shavura, where since it can't work, and here it also can't work because it's a fetus, it actually would be permitted to sell to a non-Jew. So the Mishnah says, okay, Teshem, let's try to bring a different Raya. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, whose opinion we're trying to clarify, he says the following cases. Someone is doing the work from the animal of a non-Jew, which again, that's Kablan, they say he's going to share some of the profits, and it gives birth to a firstborn child. Says Rabbi Yehuda, so Malin, so you evaluate Eisoi B'Shavye, that firstborn animal in its value, V'Noisen Chatzidam of L'Kayin, and then his share of that, which is 50%, he gives that half of its value of the firstborn to the Kayin. Now, doesn't have a physical sanctity that animal should be sacrificed in the Mizbeach, because ultimately half of it is owned by a non-Jew, but still the Jew has his obligations and his share of the firstborn animal to give 50% of that value to the Kayin. Now, another case is Yehuda V'Hanoisen Le'Bekabala. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say when the Jew owns it and he gives 50% of the profits to the non-Jew, where Heroso is not going to have a physical sanctity because since half is owned by the non-Jew, so it's exempt from the physical sanctity laws of Bechira. But here, says Rabbi Yehuda differently, says, Ava Pishen Rishoy, although he's not allowed to sell that fetus, which is essentially what Kablanus is, to the non-Jew, because you're not allowed to sell large livestock to a non-Jew. So here, here we actually penalize him, since he wasn't concerned for the words of the sages which say it's forbidden to sell the large animal to a non-Jew. Adasar Badam, if we penalize him up until 10 times its value, where that he has to go ahead and buy it back from the non-Jew, and then Manoisin Kaldam of Lekoin, and then he has to give all of that value of the firstborn to the Kain, which is a rabbinic penalty, because since he sold to a non-Jew and he violated this rabbinic injunction of not selling a large animal to a non-Jew, he has to buy it back up until 10 times the value and then give all of that value to the Jew, although really even half of it was owned initially by the non-Jew. Now, however, one thing is, as we continue to base, says the Gemara, my love, isn't it talking about a Uber? It's going on the fetus. Meaning, because that's what Kablanus is. Kablanus is it's the animals owned by the Jew, but will share the profits in what? So I'm selling you essentially half of this animal, of this fetus. And we see that you're not allowed to, as Rabbi Yehuda's words clearly say, even though he's not allowed to, but he did. Okay, he's got to buy back up until 10 times the amount. So you see, he holds that you're not allowed to sell an Uber, and it's not like the case of Shavura. So the Gemara, Lo, no, it's going on behema. It's going on the animal, a large animal, that he's sharing with them the profits of the fattening of the animal, that he's not allowed to, and that's where we said in Rishoy. But that has to come up, but Vadam of Ketani, but it says he has to give its value in the masculine, which is obviously the child, because the mother is a female. Says the Gemara, Tanei Demel, you're right, you have to amend it to say, Ihar value. That is the mother animal, which was forbidden to sell to a non-Jew in the classic halacha of not a fetus, a regular large animal. That's what he was saying, in your shah, you're not allowed to do. Well, that is the Gemara, but Vanaisen called Dumb of Lekayin Katani. But what's the words of the Braisa? Yehuda says, we penalize him. He has to buy back up until 10 times the amount because he violated this rabbinic law. Okay, that makes sense if he's saying the mother itself. But it says, and you have to give all its value to the Kayin. Now, the Ibrahim, if we're talking about the mother animal itself, Kayin Ma'ividite. What does the Kayin have to do with the mother animal itself? Why are we giving the mother animal? You got to buy it back, okay, because you violated rabbinic law. But why are you giving it to the Kayin? Obviously, because we're talking about the fetus. And the fetus is a Bechayr, and that's why we have to give it to the Kayin. So we're back to the point. We see again that he holds that it's forbidden to sell the Uber to a non-Jew. So the Gemara, no, you cannot resolve it from over here. Because Hachma Yiskin, what are we talking about over here in this Braisa? It's going to Yoivle Behema Ma'abarta Lifaitma. He gave to the non-Jew to work upon contractual agreements a pregnant animal to fatten it up. And then to shear 50% in the profits, both in the fattening of the animal and of the children. Oh, the migid the kansin lebehema, since we're penalizing him regarding the animal, which, yeah, that's clearly forbidden according to everyone. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the primary rabbinic prohibition. So that's what kansin le uber, that's why once we're penalizing in this animal, which is the mother, so then included that we penalize the fetus, which is comes along with that product. But the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda could hold that if he had only sold him the profits or the fetus itself, that actually we wouldn't penalize, because actually that is like Shavuot, and actually that would be permitted. So only because we're penalizing already for the mother, therefore we penalize with the fetus, and therefore it's not a raya. So Rav Ashi says, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a braisa. The braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Mata b'Shavuot, which talks about his primary halacha that permits to sell an animal with a broken foot to a non-Jew, because it cannot heal. And it can never do work anymore. And you know, it's not going to come to this rabbinic problem about the animal doing work on Shabbos. But one thing you see is, but let's say if it was an injury that could be healed, then also, then he would agree that it's forbidden, because ultimately at one point he's going to be doing work with it on Shabbos. Now, a fetus, although it can't do work right now, it's like a creature that will ultimately get healed when it's born and will be doing work on Shabbos. You can infer from there that yes, Rabbi Yehuda held that it is going to be forbidden to sell an Uber on Shabbos, which is like the halacha of our Mishnah, that Alpha Pishon Rishon, you're not allowed to sell a fetus, it's only broken because there it's never going to get healed and it'll never do work on Shabbos. Now, Vegad Masni La Masni, now those who learned this whole previous Gemara's discussion, actually going on the halacha of our Mishnah. That's where it started from. Our Mishnah said, one of the cases was if the Jew sells his fetus to the non-Jew, so the Mishnah said, Alpha Pishon Rishon, although you're not allowed to, but okay, you'll be exempt from Bechayr because now it's not owned totally by a Jew. Says the Gemara, Le Masnin, Le Kabihuda, shall we say that our Mishnah is not like Kabihuda? Why? Because at Nam, we learned in the Mishnah, Nabai Dezar, Kabihuda Mata Bishvura, he permits to sell a broken animal to a non-Jew, and a fetus is similar to broken in that it also can't do work. So Kabihuda should permit it, and our Mishnah says forbidden. Says the Gemara, Nafilatim, Kabihuda, you can say our Mishnah is like Kabihuda. Kashvura lav hainu urche. An animal with a broken foot is allowed to be sold because it's not the norm, so everyone could tell that this is an exception to the law. Uber hainu urche. But a fetus, that's normal, it's not, quote, broken, and therefore we might come to confuse with this halacha, and therefore actually he would agree that to sell the Uber is forbidden, like the halacha of a Mishnah. But the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya toshema. The Braisa says, he says, if he accepted in Kablanas to do the work with the non-Jew's animal and to share the profits, and he gave birth to the firstborn animal. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so you evaluate its value of that firstborn animal, but half that profits he has to give, which is his share, he has to give to the Kayin. Now the next case, he says, and if it's the other way around, the non-Jew is working for the Jew to share in the profits, so although he's not allowed to do this and sell that portion of the fetus to the non-Jew, but if he did, then we penalize him up until 10 times its value that he has to buy back from the non-Jew, and then all the value of that firstborn animal he has to give to the Kayin. My lava Uber, isn't it going on the Uber when he says that you're not allowed to do this, and that's why he penalized, what are you not allowed to do? Not allowed to sell the fetus to the non-Jew. So you see that he holds, like the halacha of our Mishnah, that it's forbidden to sell a fetus. So the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Abahema, he could be going on that the animal is forbidden to sell. But the question is about Dam of Ketani. But it's saying that he has to give all of its value in the masculine. Obviously, what was forbidden that we penalized him was going on the fetus, not the mother, which is feminine. So the Gemara, no, Tanei Demeho, amended to say, har value. But the Gemara says, Bava Nisan called Dam of the Kayin Gitani. But the halacha of the penalty says he has to give all of its value to the Kayin. If we're talking about the penalty was on the animal, what does the kain have to do with the mother animal, which is regarding regular rabbinic law, and that would penalize him, not to do with the kain? Obviously, it's going on the fetus. Says the Gemara, no. Yes, it's some of it's going on the fetus, but what we're talking about over here, he gave to the non-Jew his pregnant animal to fatten it up. Since we're going to penalize him that he sold profits of a large animal, which is not allowed to do to the non-Jew, and that's what penalizing him. So kansin lai uber. So therefore, we're already penalizing in the whole product, in the whole contract, which includes the fetus too, and that's what you have to give to the kain. But the primary one is because of the mother. If it was only the fetus, we actually possibly would not penalize. And then Amar Vashi says Tashma al bin Gerai from the following brisa. Behuda mata b'shrui says you're allowed to sell an animal that has a broken leg to a non-Jew. And they sheinich el shabbos because it cannot be healed. Now, the inference is, if it could be healed, then it would be forbidden. And the fetus is also like it could be healed when it's going to be born, it's going to be able to do work on Shabbos. Shemamino, we could infer that yes, he agrees that a uber is forbidden to sell to a non-Jew, which is like the halacha of a Mishnah, that he would agree that when you're selling to the non-Jew, that avapish and rishai, that even though you're not allowed to, is agreed upon by Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara continues a related discussion that will relate back directly to this Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. Ibayula, the following question. Machar behema le'ubreha. If a Jew sold his animal for its fetuses, meaning the animal is not pregnant yet. Now, he's selling all the children that will ultimately will become conceived by the animal. And he's not selling the animal itself to the non-Jew. And he's not selling any fetus that's here. But the fetuses that will come are being pre-sold to a non-Jew. My, what's the halacha? Do we penalize the Jew to have to redeem it? Because as we said of that, when you sell an animal to a non-Jew, which is violating rabbinic law, we penalize him to buy it back. Would that apply to this case or not? So the Gemara explained, Tibayl Rebihuda, Tibayl Rebanan. The question could be posed according to either one of these opinions that we mentioned before, which is Tibayl Rebihuda. You could ask the question according to Behuda, which again, the Machlik is Rebihuda Rebanan is regarding a Shvura. Rebanan say, you're not allowed to sell a Shvura to a non-Jew, and Rebihuda says, you're allowed to. So what's the question according to either opinion? Tibayi Rebihuda, the question according to Rebihuda is Ad kan lekar shari Rebihuda el b'shvura. Up until now, where do we find Rebihuda permitting a sale to a non-Jew? It's only an animal that has a broken leg. Why? Because that's not going to come to be confused with a regular animal, because it's pretty obvious this is permitted to be sold because it has a broken leg. Avashleima d'asi lachlufei, but an intact animal, which is the case of the fetuses, which that might come to be confused with selling a regular intact animal, and therefore maybe the Asa, he would hold that it's forbidden to do this sale that we're describing. Or maybe no, the other way around. If regarding an animal with a broken leg, where it's totally cut off from the Jewish owner, meaning he's not leaving over in the sale anything for himself once it's sold, the whole animal is going to the non-Jew, and still Rabbi Huda holds is going to be permitted over there, so for sure in the case that we're describing of selling the intact non-conceived yet fetus, deloy paskimine, where there's nothing that's being taken away from the Jew because the animal itself is being held on by the Jew. And if you're going to say, but he's selling the fetus, that's not really a concern because the animal didn't even conceive yet. So he's not really even selling him anything. When the animal comes into the world, it's already coming to the domain of the world of the non-Jew. So the Jew's not really selling anything. So therefore, maybe for sure he would hold that it's going to be permitted over there. So that's the question according to Behuda. Now, Tibayl Rabbanan, we could ask the question both ways also according to Rabbanan. Because you could say, Ad kan lekas Rabbanan, where do we find that until another Rabbanan say it's prohibited? Ela b'shvura. That's in the case they disagree with Rabbi Huda regarding the animal with the broken leg. Why? Because you could say, the paskimine. Because since it's a conclusive total sale, where he's selling the whole animal to the non-Jew, so even though it has a broken leg, you still might come to confuse it and mix it up with that you're allowed to sell a complete intact animal. But regarding an intact animal, which is not being severed from the Jewish ownership, maybe they would say it's permitted because it's not even a sale. What's he selling him? He's not selling anything to him. The animal he's holding on to, the fetus is not even here yet. So what's he selling? Words. So therefore, maybe it's going to be permitted. Maybe no. If regarding an animal with a broken leg, which you could technically say, it wouldn't get confused with a regular animal. Still, the Rabban say it's forbidden. So for sure in the case when you have an intact animal, these unborn fetuses, but it's an intact animal that's being sold to a non-Jew, that it's going to get to could be confused in exchange with an intact sale of an intact animal. And maybe therefore it should be forbidden. So says the Gemara that as follows. So that's the question you're saying according to Yehuda and Rabbanan. On that the Gemara asks, the time of Rabbanan Misham Hachi, who is that really so that the way you just described the question, because according to Rabbanan, the complication of that it might come to be confused with an intact animal, and maybe therefore for sure that should be a problem selling this yet unborn but intact fetus that you're asking the question. But says the Gemara, Vatanya, we'll learn the Braisa that clearly indicates that their opinion is based on something else, and therefore the question shouldn't be a question. Because the Braisa says to Amle Behuda, they said to Behuda in their disagreement in the case of Shvura, they said, wait a second. Vahalimar being allowed. The non-Jews, if you're going to sell them the animal with a broken leg, they mate with that animal that, even though it has a broken leg, it could still be used for mating purposes, Vialedis. And then they have children from that animal which was born from the Jew. Now, and therefore that's problematic because that's being derived from the Jewish animal. Now, but Amu Mishumu Briahu, but one thing we see is that why did the Rabban disagree by the case of Shvura? Because simply because of the children that's going to come from that Jewish animal, that then there's going to be work done with it. So one thing says the Gemara, what you can resolve from this Braisa is that it's clearly the question that we had asked is going to be forbidden according to Rabbanan to sell to a non-Jew an animal for its fetuses, because that's the whole concern according to them. It's not even the work that's going to be done with this broken animal, and it's not regarding getting confused with other animals. It's the fetuses that's going to come out. So of course that's forbidden according to Rabbanan, and we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda that he holds that that's not a concern, that's permitted. So that right there answers the question that we had originally asked. Which the Gemara says no. Really the reason the Rabbanan is because of that it might get mixed up. And therefore we had to ask our question, because like we had asked, the other side of the coin was, well, in this case, since nothing's being taken away from the Jew, you could say maybe it's not going to get confused with a regular, full-fledged sale that something is being removed from the domain of the Jew. Now, but what's with this Bryce we just quoted that seems to say that that's not their reasoning? No, Hachi Kamale, this is what the Rabban was saying tribute in this Bryce. Time of the Dan, our reasoning, our rationale for our halacha that we disagree with you by Shvura, is Mishum Da'asir Lachlut Behema. It is like we had said before, and if we had a question, because it might be confused with another regular intact animal. Ela'at, my time is Sharas, but they were saying according to Rabbi Huda's reasoning, why do you permit the sale of a Shvura? Why should that be permitted? According to our reasoning of Achlufe, that should be forbidden. Must be Mishum De'ini Choy Lisrapis, you hold, it cannot be healed. Oh, so since it cannot be healed, so commanders avna l'shchit d'dami. It's like an animal that's being sold to be slaughtered, and therefore you're not concerned for it being mixed up with regular intact animals, because whoever sees the sale, he'll know it's only being sold to be slaughtered, because you can't do work with it. It's never going to get healed, its broken leg. And therefore you hold that, no one's going to ever come to confuse to sell an animal not for slaughtering purposes. To sell it for slaughtering is okay. It's not going to be used to work on Shabbos. But and that's what they asked on Rabbi Yehuda, but this animal, even though it has a broken leg, you know what they do with it, these non-Jews? They mate another animal with it, and they give birth to from this animal. Now, the main point is the next idea. And since they mate with it and they give children, that wasn't like we thought before, that's the main reason for the Issa, because the children. No, it's because then Mishalei, they're going to then hold on to this animal with a broken leg for the purposes of its children. Now, whoever is going to see that animal that was sold by the Jew to the non-Jew in the house of the non-Jew, it's obviously he thinking it's not for slaughtering purposes because it's already a year and two and the non-Jew still has it. He's going to think to himself, obviously you let us sell to a non-Jew an animal even for non-slaughtering purposes. And therefore, they said that it should still be forbidden because you're still going to have lachlufe. On that vamalu, that's what the Buddha said to them. No, likesha telet. When it's going to give birth, then you can ask me these questions. Because he held, Zolema Kabela Zachar, this female animal with the broken leg is not going to be permitting a male to mate with it, and therefore it's not going to be held on for those purposes, and therefore it is going to be used for slaughtering, and therefore it's not going to be lachlufe. But again, it doesn't answer our question because that's not the reason of because of the children. That was only a peg in their question on the Behuda, then they're going to hold on to it, then it's going to be lachlufe. And Behuda says it's not going to be lachlufe, but again, our question still stands. So the Mishnah says, Tashma Tzvinga Raya, regarding the question, which we said is both according to Yehuda and Rabbanan, regarding when he sells the animal for its fetuses, which are not even yet conceived, to the non-Jew, do we penalize them there or not? Says the Gemara, let's prove from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, If someone gives to the non-Jew for contractual work with his own Jewish animal to shear the prophets and the children, where that's where he said, okay, the non-Jew has a shear, you're exempt from the laws of the firstborn. But one thing says the Gemara is, but like Katani, our mission doesn't say Alpha Pishan Rashai, that even though you're not allowed to do that, in contrast to a different case, it did say you're not allowed to do that. So obviously, that it's permitted to sell an animal for its yet unborn fetuses, because that's essentially what Kabbalah Kablonis is. It's a sale for the yet unborn fetuses that they're going to go ahead and shear in the profits of the children. Because at this point, the Gemara yet doesn't understand that there's going to be a portioning of the non-Jew in the fattening of the animal. Generally, it's for the profits that come out, which are the children. And therefore, since that's the only thing, that's what the sale is on, and it doesn't say you're not allowed to. So therefore, we answer the question. You see that obviously you are allowed to go ahead and sell an animal for its fetuses. Says Gemara, no. Tamech, according to your reasoning, then take one of the other cases of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Hameshtatifloy. So a Jew partners with a non-Jew to buy an animal. Okay, it's not totally owned by a Jew. It's exempt from the firstborn laws. The mission doesn't say, even though you're not allowed to. Now, you're going to think that here also you're allowed to? But it's not like that. Because the father Shmuel said, it's forbidden to make a partnership with a non-Jew for a different reason. It's forbidden for a person to make a partnership with a non-Jew, with an idolater, because maybe in the partnership it's going to come up a disagreement and the non-Jew is going to have to swear to his Jewish partner. And he's going to swear in the name of his deity, his idol. Now, but the Torah says in Shemais, it should not be heard by the cause of your mouth that now your partner, the non-Jew, has to go and swear. That's forbidden for a Jew to cause a non-Jew to go ahead and swear in the name of an idol. So you see that's forbidden to make a partnership. And it doesn't say that you're not allowed to. Ella Tana Mechira. Rather, it's said it by one of the cases of the Mishnah that you're not allowed to go ahead and do this. And the same thing really applies to the partnership that you're also not allowed to do this. And we already said you're not allowed to do it. But if you did, but you're exempt from the laws of Bechira. So Hanami, Tana Mechira, Vuhadin Lekablanis. So therefore, the same thing is over here. Just like you said you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, so too you're not allowed to do Kablanis with a non-Jew. And therefore, that's not going to prove that you're allowed to go ahead and sell the animal for its fetuses. Now, so then the Mishnah Mechira did not get, so then why did the Mishnah only pick the exclamation of Eini Rishoy, that you're not allowed to do this only by the case of selling to the non-Jew, and it doesn't say, but one of the other cases, even though we're saying even there, you're also not allowed to do that, is because the Ikka Mechirihi, because there the primary prohibition is the actual sale of the animal. That's the problem. The rabbis say, don't sell the animal to a non-Jew. Here, it's not the essential thing that's prohibited. It's a secondary thing that's the problem. So therefore, we didn't say it over there, but really, we could say that there it's also going to be forbidden, and therefore it's not a proof. So the Gemara says, Tashma, it's being a different raya. The Braisa says, Behuda Omer, Behuda says, as we mentioned this before, the Jew is working with the non-Jew's animal, and there's a contractual agreement that he's going to get a share of the profits, and then it gives birth to its firstborn animal. So like we said, Yehuda disagrees in one of the halachas of our Mishnah, which is the case of Hishtatfu. He holds malanois b'shav, you have to evaluate the value of that firstborn donkey, and you have to give that portion of that profits, which is his share, to the kain. Now, the other way, the v'hanois b'kabbalah, if it's the Jew's animal and he has the non-Jew work on his animal, so Avapi Shen Rishai, although he's not allowed to go ahead and do this, but he did sell it, so then we penalize him up until 10 times the value of that animal to buy it back from the non-Jew. And then he has to give all of that value to the kain. Now the Chachamim, the sages say, which is part of the Brisa we didn't quote before, they say, Kozman Shiat Oibikachav Be'emtza, any time that there's any portion of the shears of this animal owned by a non-Jew, Paturim and the Mechaira, they disagree, as they do in our Mishnah, that you're going to be exempt from the laws of the firstborn. But one thing is, as you continue to have Gimel and Aleph, says the Gemara, my love Abahema, isn't it going on the animal? When we say that we penalize him, that we said you penalize him to go ahead and redeem back the animal, that it's going on the animal that was prohibited to sell to a non-Jew. So obviously you see, when you sell an animal for its fetuses, because that's really what the case of having the non-Jew be a koblin for you, it's only for the fetuses, we see that both according to Yehuda and Rabbanan, that we penalize the person, which is the case that we had asked, and that's why we quoted the opinion of Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan don't disagree with Yehuda, only regards to the halacha of Bechaira, that they hold that there's not going to be an obligation of the firstborn when it's a partnership. Yehuda holds that there is. But regarding the other halacha, everyone would agree that it's saying that you're not allowed to, and we're going to penalize you, and you're going to have to give that value So you see that we're penalizing him on the animal, but what about the animal? He didn't sell the animal when the non-Jews, but Nisim B'Kabbalah is the non-Jews shearing in the profits of the yet unborn fetuses. That's exactly the case that we asked, and you see that that is forbidden to be done. Says Yom Allah, no, Uber. It's on the fetus that we penalize him. But it's not the case of the animal we penalized him, which was sold for its unborn fetuses. No, the case is talking about that the fetus was already there in the womb, and therefore it's a total sale of the fetus. But regarding yet unborn fetuses, that actually we could say doesn't bother us, and that actually would be permitted, like we had originally asked. And the Gemara says, Dekanami, actually a precise reading of this Braisa indicates that it's going on the fetus, not an unborn fetus, which is the sale of an animal for the unborn fetus. No, he actually sold the fetus. Because the Ketani, the Braisa said, that we penalize him up until 10 times the value, and then he says, and what do you do with the value of that firstborn? That Nisin Kaldam of the Kain, you give all that value of that animal to the Kain. Now, if we'd be going on the Kain, on the behemoth, well, what does that have to do with the Kain? If the penalty is on the animal, you sold the animal for its fetuses, and that was the rabbinic violation that then we're penalizing, that has nothing to do with the Kain. No, I'd rather confer from there that, yeah, it was going on the fetus, that was the violation. And it's regarding that halacha that we said, but could be regarding the, because that we said, everyone agrees to the halacha of our Mishnah, that's Ein Rishoy, because it's not considered Shvura. But we haven't yet resolved the question regarding if an animal sold for its yet unborn fetuses, if that would be penalized as a violation of the rabbinic injunction or not.